Some of you have probably been watching the television series called The Story of God, hosted by Morgan Freeman. It's quite a fascinating series, and it tells how the idea of God is understood by different cultures and languages and nations. It covers things, questions like the problem of evil, the end of the world, life after death, etc. It gives a lot of information and examples of how different people look upon God. But it also makes you realize how unique is the way that we Catholic Christians look upon our God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, three persons in one God, the Holy Trinity. I'd like this morning to host my own segment of the story of God by trying to help understand what God means to us on this celebration of the Feast of the Holy Trinity. In the development of our theology, a mask, like the ones that you see used in drama or especially in the drama in the past, a mask was very important. In ancient drama, a person could take on different characters by changing different masks. He could put on a happy face, or he could put on a sad face, the same person in different characters. That was influential in the development of our theology of the Trinity in this way. The cast of characters on a playbill is called the dramatis personae in Latin, meaning the persons of the drama. We call it the cast of characters. The word person came from that idea. The person was the one behind the mask. In fact, the word person comes from two Latin words, per and sona. Per, P-E-R, means through, and sona, S-O-N-A, means sound. So the person was the one who came through the sound, through the mask. And the person could change characters by changing different masks. In the early days of the church, we were trying to clarify the meaning of the faith, such as what Jesus said in the gospel that you just heard today, trying to understand what Jesus meant when he talked about the Father and the Holy Spirit. That idea of God as the one behind the mask was helpful in that there was one God, but that one God had three masks: the mask of the Father, the mask of the Son, and the mask of the Holy Spirit. One God, but three masks, one God in one spirit of nature. In the Trinity, each mask is a separate person, but the one thing they share in common is their nature, their divine nature as God. So there is one God in three persons. The masks are helpful to understand, but they limp in terms of understanding, because in drama there's only one person behind the masks, but in the Trinity there's a big difference. There are three persons. Each mask is a person. There is one God, but that God manifests the Godhead in three ways: as the Father who creates us, as the Son who redeems us, as the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. One God in three persons. Even though Morgan Freeman is an actor, he didn't think about that when he was talking about God in his Story of the God series. But that's not surprising, because this is such a mystery. It's beyond anything that you and I experience in our own lives. In our experience, each person has his or her own nature, a human nature. We each have our own distinct human nature, our own being, even if we're triplets. Triplets are three persons, but each person has his or her own being, three separate being, or as the theology word uses, as you'll hear in the creed, substances, Three human natures, not one. St. Patrick, in his evangelization of Ireland, when he was talking or trying to explain the Trinity, used the symbol of the shamrock. Three flowers on one stem. And you often see that on statues or pictures of him. There's something else, though, that makes this God of ours so unique. Our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by God's very nature, is relational. I mean, God is related as persons to each other in a very intimate way. The Father begets the Son. And the love between Father and Son is itself a person, the Holy Spirit. Our God, we could say, is a social being. Our God is never alone because the three persons are intimately one God. Perhaps the most remarkable thing about all of this is that you and I are made in the image of God. I think that's why God says in the book of Genesis, talking about Adam, it is not good for the man to be alone. That's why God created the woman, and together the man and the woman create a family, an image of the family of God. And that's why all of us are social beings too, like God, and we don't like to be alone because we're not made to be alone. In fact, that is God's vision for the whole human family, that all of us persons who share that same human nature will more and more become one family throughout the world. Last week, a fellow named Bill Becker died. In 1971, some of you may remember, he wrote lyrics for a very famous commercial. A group of young people is on television singing, "I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love, grow apple trees and honeybees and snow-white turtle doves. I like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. That's the real thing, what the world wants today." Except for the Coke part, that could be the theme song of the Blessed Trinity. This is a God who big banged the whole universe into existence millions of years ago, but even more awesome, wants a relationship with you and me on this tiny little blue planet Earth in this universe, and who in fact is willing to dwell within our hearts. As that first reading said remarkably, "My delight is to be with the human race." This God does not want to be alone. If we respond with the love, to the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, not only will we be enjoying God for all eternity, but God will be enjoying us. Awesome. Because this God does not want to be alone. Maybe we can remember that whenever we say, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Amen.